on 131060. Did you lose your partner to sport?
What a weekend it was.
Over the weekend. I guess specifically Saturday, but there's probably other things that happened at other times. I personally...
Friday? It was like Friday.
Don't forget
camp.
The Wallabies. And like, it's not did you lose your partner to sport over the weekend.
It is.
No. Did sport lose you if you didn't join in?
There was a third member of our marriage over the weekend. It was the television. Like, her name is Samsung, and I'm jealous. Like, 6 hours, I think it was in total on Saturday. And I'm really angry because Angus said to me we'd gone for a walk that morning. It was literally 9 a.m. Now, we'll go for maybe an hour walk. And he literally was like, I need to be home by 2. I went, it's 9 a.m. What do you think we're going to be doing till 2? But he was already like, no, no, it's all kicking off at 2. It's all kicking off at 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 rolls around.
Pre-games at 2, games at 4.
Well, this is the thing. I sort of was like, I'll have a shower and do a hair mask and the things that take a long time. And we'll hopefully be halfway through whatever the first one was.
Yeah.
The first game.
The prelim.
It was one of the games,
if not the game of the season.
And there was just a bunch of commentary, like, you know, the people who talk on the panel. I was like, oh, this is a weird for like a halftime. He goes, oh, nah, got the time wrong. This is all just pre-game stuff. The game starts at 4. And I went, oh, so we could have gone for a, you know, 8-hour walk to be home by 4.
You should be glad he's not a diehard AFL supporter because they have the AFL marathon for the 24 hours leading up to the game.
Yep. Oh my God. No, it's just ridiculous.
It was a brilliant day.
No, it was an amazing day. Back to back.
Did you watch Friday night as well?
It was incredible.
Friday night. I fell asleep very early Friday. I had a big one, so I don't know. Probably because I wasn't awake and what else was he meant to do?
It started off at 4 with the Panthers beating the Storm.
Also would like to add in, he doesn't care about either of those teams.
No.
Like, he just goes for the nine, so I can't comprehend that.
Yeah, that happened. And then it bled into the start of, the All Blacks played South Africa in the Union, and then the Wallabies played.
And for the first time in 4 years, the Wallabies have won 3 on the spin. Too good for Argentina here.
And then
he actually is a Wallaby, so that I get. But again, that's like another very long game.
Yeah, well, that was on at the same time. I had the split screen go. I had the Wallabies on the iPad, then I had the AFL Grand Final on the big screen.
Every heart is beating true and blue for the red and blue. After 57 long years, the Demons are premiers in 2021.
And it was nice to see some red and blue win over the weekend.
Did they overlap those first two?
So the Storm game was first, and they moved that earlier in order for the AFL fans, the Melbourne team,
right,
to watch their
Melbourne
team.
Right, because I reckon Angus has got something on record then, because there was no overlapping. There was no split screen. He watched one and then watched another entirely and then wanted to sit down and watch the AFL Grand Final. I was like, nah! Punishment time. You haven't spoken to me for like 5 hours straight. Unacceptable. You know how needy I am. So I may... We usually eat dinner on the coffee table to watch the television, and he wanted to watch the AFL. And I was like, no, you don't care about AFL any other time of the year. You don't get to watch it. So I made him eat dinner on the dinner table, which is like around the corner. You can't see the TV. I got one, and he had to talk to me and serve me dinner. It was, I felt vindicated.
During the game of the AFL season.
Yeah, but because I eat so fast, because I'm an animal, like it was over really quickly. And he was like, cool, you're done, and went back on the couch. So I just, it was sweet. For a couple moments and then a lot.
Surely he gave you a head warning though. Like I said to Morgan, I was like, this weekend on Saturday,
I don't care about the warning, Ducko.
Until, you know, 11 p.m., I'm watching sport.
I'm not double vaccinated yet. I couldn't go out with any of my friends and have a picnic. He's my only buddy and he deserted me for the stupid television for some little men running around in little shorts. It was really bad. I didn't like it.
You lost your partner to sport.
I lost my partner to sport. I really thought he was a one-woman man, but it would appear that when it's the other woman is sport, there's another one in our relationship, and it's really hard for me to accept.